listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Nathan Zagura, Vic Carucci back with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Gerard Cherry will join us in just a second, but it's time to get a bark from the dog pound here on this day before Thanksgiving. We've got Mark in Cleveland, who seems to have a little bit of an optimistic view of things. Mark, welcome to CBD.
All right, thanks, man. How you doing?
Good, thank you.
All right, I want to say, first of all, happy Thanksgiving to both of you.
And you as well.
Okay, I'm thankful to have CBD because it helps me make it through the work from 1 to 3.
Nice.
Thankful that we still have the Browns because you started thinking about the times where we didn't have them and how many, you know, people were crying then. But also, I wanted to say that people have to remember that this is the first year of the process, using Coach Sturmer's word, the process of the Lombardi and Banner regime, and that it would be interesting and intriguing to see what they do with the draft and after the draft. And it's funny because we got false hope with those early wins. And so, you know, we're Browns fans. We just love it. We live and die with them. So anytime we get a reason to hoot and holler, we will. But some people, anytime they get a reason to talk about them, they will as well. So just have a blessed Thanksgiving to you. And take care. Bye now.
Thank you. And I think that's a very nice call. Thank you for the sentiments. And I also think you have a good perspective on what this Browns team is trying to accomplish and what this front office is trying to accomplish. Now, do they have to get it done in this draft? Absolutely. Are they going to have to be accountable for how things go this offseason and what happens in 2014? You bet. But I think that's good recognition of the fact that, and I'll give them credit for this, Joe Banner never came here on our program and said, we're going to the playoffs, we're turning this thing around in 2013. He said, we have a plan and we have a goal to get this, in my opinion, to get this to a sustained success, a model where this team will be good year after year. Could you have brought in some more higher price veterans to come and plug in the leak and be here and make this team 8-8, 9-7 this year? Yes, but would that perhaps hinder your ability to get where you want to get ultimately? Absolutely. And I think giving them that time, and unfortunately, that's all you hear in Cleveland. We just need time. We're going to build on this. We're changing things, and it has not happened. I do think that this is the best management group that's been here, and hopefully, as Mark said, this rebound time will happen and happen quickly next year.
Without a doubt. I think those are great points by both Mark and by you in terms of what we're going to look at and see bigger than what we see now and better than what we see now. And I'm comfortable thinking that that's the case. I mean, I want to be a part of this beyond this year because I believe it's going in the right direction. And that's not just from being in this building, and that's not just reciting a company line. I talk with a lot of people around the NFL on a regular basis, current former GMs, current former coaches, players, current former. A lot of them are in the media, but a lot of them are just in the league and paying attention to what is going on here. And I try to get an honest assessment, honestly, to help gauge what I'm in for, to be part of this show, because the content of the show revolves around this football team. Do we want to talk about perpetual failure and you know, just losing and losing and losing and say, yeah, well, you do that because it's a job? Nope, that is not the approach. I mean, I'm thankful I can say that, but I am going to say that. There has to be a reason beyond you get a paycheck to do this, to do the show and to talk about this football team. And I sit here confident that what you mentioned in terms of Joe Banner's vision and building and the real science behind this, the analytics behind this, there's a lot to it. It's not just being pulled out of the friggin' air.
Right.
It actually is a plan. It actually is a puzzle that's being put together constantly. We need to see the results. I'm not trying to persuade you to trust that what you saw, the crap that was on the field against the Steelers, and that's what it was, is the thing that you're going to see as the, quote, sustainable picture that the Browns want to paint. No, that was awful, but that is not what I believe is the real deal of what this football team is going to be, not only in the remainder of the season, but beyond. And how they handle the remainder of the season is going to color my opinions as well. And if I have to change this perspective and say something different because of what transpires, that is why they play the games, I will do that. That's what we're here for. That's why we got live mics to talk about this team.
That's right.
By the way, Jason Gibbs, who does an outstanding job of producing on the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network, of course, at ESPN 850 WKNR. Matt, I just want to check with us, our producer, Matt Fontana. Do we have that material now, the sound from Brandon Whedon?
We do, guys.
We do. Okay, so Brandon Whedon was, said some very interesting things to the media today regarding dealing with the booing of the fans, from the fans, and does he see himself being a Brown after this season?
You know, I'm a Cleveland Brown. I think for the next 5 weeks, you know, I'm a Cleveland Brown. After that, whatever happens is out of my control. You know, I'm excited. This is one of the best teams I've ever been on as far as just the group of guys in this locker room and the atmosphere we have going on, the friendships we have and the camaraderie. It's great. And so, you know, I'm gonna enjoy every minute of as long as I'm here. And then, you know, if they tell me to beat it, then I'll, you know, we'll see.
He's got a good attitude, and some people would say that attitude comes from the fact that he really just doesn't care. I don't think that's the case. It just kind of is his personality. I think it's always been his personality. He's been able to shake things off. And, you know, in many ways, I think Brandon's of the opinion that the booing seems to be affecting his teammates more than it's affecting him.
I think it bothers him. It bothers him more than it bothers me. You know, I think, you know, I tune it out. I've got way more, you know, to worry about in the huddle, you know, getting guys organized and lined up and you know, again, I didn't hear many boos when I threw that touchdown and passed it to Josh. So, you know, you just got to go out and play well. Can't control it. Just go out and focus on what you can control.
How a man is wired is how he is wired. He is not a guy who's going to have an emotional meltdown or maybe even an emotional overreaction to success. Not that he's had that much as a quarterback in the National Football League, but when he has had that, you don't see a real effervescence from Brandon Whedon. That's not him. He's still that, I would call him that cool character, sometimes too much so for the fan base because they want to see more emotion from a football player. They want to see more take charge. That's not him. He's not wired that way. He's not hardwired that way. And is that the reason he hasn't had consistent or any success or enough success as a quarterback? No, I wouldn't pin it on that. It's a skill set too. He can throw a hell of a football. That was the first thing North Turner saw about him, was the way he physically could throw the football. But there's much, much more to playing that position. And the rest of it is the processing, the thinking, the speed with which you do that, the decisiveness you have. These are the areas that he's lacked.
Right, and the proof is in the field. I mean, you can see the numbers. He holds the ball. The ball takes longer, more than 3 seconds to get out of his hand, which is significantly longer than any other quarterback who's played in this very same offense with the very same calls just this season alone. So there are certain things that Brandon Whedon has not done on the field, but I think his makeup as a guy has been consistent. It has been consistent, and whether that's good or bad, from the minute he walked in, and that's who he is. Unfortunately, it allows him to deal with some of these things that are certainly less than flattering in his home stadium. When we return here, will be the final segment on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Don't forget, there will be no show tomorrow. Enjoy your Thanksgiving holiday with family and friends, and be safe. And we will obviously be back on Friday. Gerard Cherry joins us right after the break on CBD, driven by Liberty Ford.